Thus do you consider yourselves also as dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we are given for our consideration a reminder of our baptism and the great grace that we have of Holy Communion. We take these things often as routine. Are you baptized? Yes, I'm baptized. I'm good. I've been baptized. Or perhaps we have a child or grandchild. It's important for us to get them baptized, and then they're good, they're baptized. But the one thing that I think for us to consider here as we read St. Paul's letter to the Romans is remember our Lord's words about baptism. To believe and be baptized, you shall be saved. And to question ourselves of what is it that we really believe. Not say we believe, but really believe. At Christ, is he my master? If I, like Christ, have given myself up to dying to self, the seed falling into the ground dieth so that it can rise up, not remaining alone, just a seed. When Christ talks about the kingdom of heaven, talks in parables about many different things, but among the things that he talks about are the gifts that have been given, that are used or not used, that are taken for granted or not considered at all. We have talked in the past few weeks about charity and what charity is. The charity that God has for the soul, the charity that the soul ought to have for itself, as the commandment dictates, love your neighbor as yourself, and the charity that we ought to have for our neighbor. But you can't have charity if you don't have God. For like St. John says, God is charity. The gifts that we have been given have enabled us to be instruments of his peace and promoters of his charity. But just because we have been baptized does not mean that the workings of his grace is alive and well within us. We must do our part. We must be willing to sacrifice. We must die to self. Christ talks to the apostles and tells them, if you want to be my disciples, deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. It is not enough for us to have been baptized. Just like it is not enough for us just to receive Holy Communion. It can't be made any more clear. Just because we come to church on Sunday does not mean we are going to go to heaven. Just because we have received Holy Communion or that we have been baptized does not mean that we are going to go to heaven. St. Jude in his epistle says, faith without works is dead. But in order for faith to be alive and well within us, we must be willing to sacrifice. We have to follow in the Master's footsteps. We are constantly reminded of this when we meditate on the mysteries of our faith. when we pray our rosary. That's why it's so important for us to pray the rosary. Not say it, not ramble through it, but meditate on the mysteries and make those mysteries of our faith personal. He was born for me. He died for me. He rose in order so that I might rise and have victory with Him. Today we have been given the prefigurement of Holy Mass on the account of the miracle of St. Mark that we read in the Gospel of the multiplication of the loaves and fish. I mean, it's so blatant when it says at the very end, and He dismissed them. Is that not the ite missaeis? Go, the Mass is over. You've been fed. You've been given sustenance. Now you have the energy to go to the rest of the day. And not to faint in the desert. Isn't that what happens when we come to Mass? We come and we receive the bread of life. And then Christ, through the church, the instruments, the priest, says, go, Mass is over. You're able to sustain your spiritual life in the desert of the world that you live in. But you know, the thing that kills the potential that we have to live as members of the kingdom of Christ is because we live in this world, and for ourselves. We care too much about what men think. We care too much about what we can get here and now, and we forget the opportunity that we have to have and to hold and to perfect the things for the world to come. We don't consider ourselves as members of the kingdom of heaven. And thus, we bury the talent. We do not store up oil for our lamps. We judge our neighbor. And we lose the opportunity that the grace of Christ can afford us. When speaking about charity and the kingdom of heaven, one thought kept coming back to me as I was thinking about talking to you today, and that was when our Lord says, the kingdom of heaven or he was talking about judgment. And then he compares it to come ye blessed of my Father. He says, come ye blessed of my Father, for when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink, etc. And they will say, when did we do this to you, Lord? And he says, and what you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fires. Because when I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was thirsty, you did not give me to drink. When, Lord, did we not see thee, or when we did we see thee hungry, not give thee to eat? What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. It's a law of charity. But let's take it from the natural realm into the spiritual realm. In the natural realm, If you do not have water, you cannot give to drink. If you do not have food or clothing, you cannot give to your neighbor. In the spiritual realm, the same thing. And we are called to give to our neighbor in the spiritual. When the church promotes the corporal works of mercy, the church also promotes the spiritual works of mercy. We are not called to bury the talent, to remain a seed alone, but to be an instrument of Christ. You are not baptized to be an isolated member in the kingdom of heaven. There's no such thing. You weren't given the bread of life to live for yourself, but to be a saint, a disciple, a follower, a part of the multitude that follows Christ, and that multitude which has part, not just with his death, but his resurrection and his kingdom, which lasts forever and ever. Thus, let us consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.